What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Bladder, bladder, blicky, 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 bladder.
Yeah, that's cool with me.
All right, man. Hey, welcome to the show.
It didn't start...
It grossed me out at first.
It grossed you out?
The first sound was like a blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Oh,
something,
like a little...
Something a little like...
Vomit?
Yeah, you had like... You know, you were keeping some of that in your mouth.
I think... I thought it was a blad-ow, so I don't know what your vomit sounds like, but mine is mine's not a blad-ow.
No, it was good. It was good, because you had like a rhythm in the middle of it. I liked it. Welcome into the Spitballers. Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Al Borland, Judge Giamatti. In the back, Deucer's Alley, just hanging out, doing their thing.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
They're here. We are drafting the best canned foods on today's show. So that should be interesting. We are doing...
Delicious. I always prefer to eat my food straight out of the can.
For whatever reason, and this may be... not something I should say, but it feels like canned foods are dated. Like percentage
Well, everyone, they all do get a date on them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean.
No.
Percentage.
Jason, that made Jason really upset.
That was too dad. That was grandfather.
Bladow.
I wish I had the rim shot.
I know,
button.
I was looking for it too. Oh. But... doesn't canned foods feel like a 50s thing?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying we don't all eat canned foods. We're going to draft them today. But percentage of food eaten that came from a can in America must be lower than what it was,
It feels
right?
like there was a time when it was necessary.
canned food heyday.
How can we keep our food from spoiling?
Yeah.
Put it in a can.
And it lasts forever, right? That's what you're looking for.
No, what the date on the can is for.
You're looking for the canned goods in the zombie scenario.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Those always, I mean, those are the gold mine.
It doesn't have to be zombie. I mean, we can go back a couple of years for the pandemic. I went and filled my carts with canned food, and I got all that was left because I wasn't the only one.
Was that Rice-A-Roni or what was it?
Rice-A-Roni?
That's a bag.
How dare you? A bag in a box.
No, I was thinking Chef Boyardee or something.
Yeah. Oh, man. I cleared. The aisles were, if you guys did not participate in the great canned food purchase rush of 2020, it was quite a time.
Was Chef Boyardee a real person?
I would imagine so.
I'm on it.
Yeah, let's find that. Or was he just like a character, a mascot that was created? Or was there actually a Chef Boyardee? And
do you have the stats here, Al? You have the canned consumption from 2011 to 2024?
I'm excited. I have a follow-up question if Chef Boyardee is
You go. Unlike the friendly but fictional food faces of Betty Crocker and Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, Chef Boyardee, that jovial mustached Italian chef, is real.
Okay.
That's a man.
So he's a real person.
Yes.
Now, if you were...
Ettore Hector Boyardee.
That's the full name?
Wait, was that a Harry Potter spell? What did you just do?
That's his full name.
Did you just make a can of SpaghettiOs show up?
Yes, that's the incantation.
Cast the spell one more time.
Ettore Hector Boyardee. Boom. Is that mini ravioli or what?
So back to the question. If you have worked so hard for the title of chef, are you happy that your legacy, which while financially...
I'm sure
the Boyardees are... They're living a good life where they don't have to eat canned food. But
they would never.
But
disgusting.
Are you happy that your legacy as someone who prepares food that you hope people enjoy is canned slop that people put into a microwave?
Yeah, of course you are. I mean, genuinely,
you're happy.
You're not taking the financial part out of this. Of course you're happy. Everyone on planet Earth knows
that's
he's got to be the most famous chef of all time.
That's almost, I mean, it's kind of like a would you rather, because Do you want to be infinitely rich and famous for something people ridicule? Are you willing to be?
Oh man,
that famous for, like what's up? Yep. What's a consumer product right now that people they use but they ridicule it? Can you think of another product? Something that
like a Snuggie?
No,
toilet
not,
paper or
maybe One Ply. You're the One Ply guy. I mean something. Something that everybody uses but looks at as cheap and bad. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I think you're right. We'd all do it.
I know I would. There's no doubt. But I would continue to eat my product.
Vitor Hector Biardi. By the way, the data that Al has pursued seems to show the amount of non-consumers of canned goods is increasing.
What?
Which is a weird way of saying the consumers are decreasing, but the non-consumers are on the way up.
Look, the people not using my product are skyrocketing.
That's exactly right. We are doing Man of the People on today's show. We have Would You Rather on today's show, and it's time to begin.
Would you rather?
All right, Weston from Patreon. Thank you for supporting the show over at jointhespit.com, where you can submit your own ideas. Weston says, would you rather have a cell phone that can predict the future but can only communicate it to you through existing emojis? Oh, man. Or have a cell phone that can charge any other device to 100% in 5 minutes, including your car, without draining its own battery. I have to say the predicting the future one, with emojis, my brain instantly went to, I get a text about 30 minutes before I have to poop with the poop emoji. Like, it just predicts my bowel movements by 30 minutes.
Which, that would be tremendous.
Does it catch you by surprise very often, Mike?
Oh, yes. I'll have times.
You do seem like you get surprised more than anybody. Yeah, you brought this up.
I'm like an avalanche in my intestines. It's like,
oh really?
Yeah, I mean waiting
for the right moment.
You know at some point it's going to happen, but when it does, it's a rapid movement and you need to find yourself a bathroom. So if I had a 30-minute heads up and I could plan my day around that or my car trips, that would be a fantastic thing.
Huh.
I would prefer like outcomes to games, you know, a little jet emoji. And
with
then,
money?
But yeah, exactly.
You're doing this again?
Well, it all comes down to money for Jason.
It just predicts the teams it can emoji?
Yeah, well, I mean, how do you emoji?
The Jets and...
I mean, you could do like a music note, could be the Jazz.
That is the first one I thought of in the NBA, too.
I have found, though, that more recently, I've been doing a lot more texting through emoji. And you can tell good stories.
You're trying to be cool?
Yeah, going through a midlife crisis, you're going to be young.
So you've decided...
You tell stories through emojis?
I'm saying you can.
You've gone that route instead of the GIFs.
Oh, no. Don't hear what I'm not saying. The GIF game is strong.
Okay.
I'm just taking words away.
Okay, so it's only GIFs and emojis
now
exactly. From Jason?
That's how you're going to hear from me.
The other one is, you know, you can charge any device to 100% in 5 minutes. Now, does your cell phone lose its own charge when you do this?
No, without draining its own battery.
Yeah,
well,
that's
says.
In this question.
Yeah. I mean, the car thing is huge. In short order, every single car on the road will be...
infinite.
It would be infinite with this, because all cars are going to go to EV and...
You just drive around with your phone, like, plugged into the car.
Do what you got to do. I mean, it only takes 5 minutes. So if I have to stop on my way to California and charge for 5 minutes.
Let's pretend for a minute that every EV is 100% unlimited power.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that change? Would people go out
yes.
and get it?
100%.
More?
Yeah. I mean, prices.
I guess because you don't have to pay for power in that situation.
Yeah, like price is certainly a factor in electric cars, but the prices are coming down and I don't know, you know,
I mean, 99.9% of all driving is... probably not impacted by current ranges on EVs.
Agreed, but I think that the biggest struggle initially of electric cars was the idea of, well, what happens if I run out? And because it's just such, it's a natural thing of like, I'm driving this car around, you're like, oh, what if my fuel source runs out and I don't have a way to fill it up and I get stuck? Like, that's a, I think that's a very rational fear to have.
Yeah, but what, so gas cars do the same. What if I run out of gas?
Yeah, but you, but on any, almost every corner, at least here where we live, like, you can't go a mile without finding a gas station.
I drive an electric car and I definitely don't want to run out of power. Whereas if I ran out of gas, I feel like I can figure a solution out. But running out of power, I don't feel like I have to get towed, right?
You do. You have to get towed in that situation. But I mean, that, like, you, I think you were alluding to it. It doesn't really impact you. Like, I can't
it's
think of the last time.
It's a peace of mind thing, but it doesn't really impact
I can't
you.
Think of the last time I haven't charged, just not while I sleep at home. It's just, you plug it in. So maybe this cell phone
overrated. It could be overrated.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I'm saving a couple of minutes
on
a trip to California.
How many times do you drive to California per year?
Once max.
So that means your cool cell phone trick saves you an hour.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah. No. Give me the future. Give
me
the future
emojis. I want
emojis.
The future emojis.
Now, is there like a... It says,
but bad ones would kind of suck to try to decipher.
Well, and in predicting the future, I mean, is there like a range? Like, is there like a 30-mile radius that I know? Because if it's just predicting the future, what if it's telling me something that's going to happen down in Australia and I don't care?
That still affects the
they
markets,
have the Australian. They have the Australian flag in the emoji, so you would be able to know that it's coming from
the
from
flags
there.
Are there.
So then are you frantically trying to call the prime minister or whatever, whoever's in
charge? They won't believe you.
Not only would they not believe me, but I would say, oh, that's fine. That's far away. It doesn't affect me.
I'm not taking that long-distance charge.
Yeah, do you just get like a flag and an explosion, and then you're like, got to go tell the prime minister, like,
maybe
something's happening.
Look at this text I got. Watch
it's
out.
It's from the future. I guess we'll go with the future one and see how that goes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, at the very least, you have yourself a fun little puzzle that you will get the answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not stuck forever just trying to figure it out, but you'll know.
And you'll say, oh, shoot, it was an avalanche.
I guess what would be funny about that is eventually you'd have a text history that would correlate with real things happening in the world.
Yeah.
And then people would know that you're the future guy.
You're like, oh.
And then you could publish the new text, and everyone could try to figure it out every day. It'd be like on the news.
You're like, lightning bolt. Of course.
That's what that meant. Justin,
the Chargers are going to win.
Justin from
Chargers
the website.
Got struck by lightning.
Would you rather have the ability to instantly eradicate any weeds that you pee on?
Ooh.
Or the ability to instantly fold any pile of laundry you fart on?
What?
This is a literal poop and pee. Would you rather from Justin?
It is one of the most.
Justin is 5 years old. Thank you for listening to the show, Justin.
Welcome to the show.
I mean,
I
only have so much pee, so I don't, you know.
I mean, what? I would say I only have so many farts.
It's really true. I mean, I think I speak on behalf of the farters of America. I have an enormous amount of gas. I can fart a ton.
Could you fold the whole family's laundry?
But no. No, I think, you know, you...
Well, hold on.
Would you change your diet to fold laundry better? Like on laundry day, you're like A&W root beers all day long?
Can you just blast one into the dryer and then and everything's good?
Oh, I guess that's the place to do
it. I mean, it's a pile, right?
Yeah.
Blast one into the dryer. I hope it's not top load.
No, for sure. It needs to be the side load. I'm sitting up on the...
You could have an accident.
Taking a dump on a
you could
dryer.
Have an accident there, because you don't. They don't fold if you poop in the dryer.
Oh.
The other one, the weeds one. Wait, I'm gonna tease this out a little bit.
Okay.
Because I want to know. I need to know something. How many times have you peed in your own backyard?
Oh, tons.
So many.
Tons.
Times.
Woo!
If I'm in my backyard and other people aren't and I have to pee, that's
you
a guarantee.
You don't go inside.
Oh, why would I do that? Why would I take something
now,
wonderful away from myself?
Yeah, nature has
I thought
called.
You meant away from nature.
And from these bushes who desperately
I mean, do
need...
you intentionally try to water?
What? No.
Sometimes.
Isn't Wait, hold on.
Is that going to hurt a plant or help a plant?
It cannot be good.
It can't be bad for a plant. It's sterile.
In Arizona, they'll take what they can get.
Yeah, these plants need...
My piss.
They're thirsty, Mike. And I've got the solution.
Oh, no. So I was trying to make sure I wasn't the only one that's ever peed in my yard. Al, have you peed in your yard?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the big one here. Judge Giamatti, have you peed in your yard?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Listen.
And from what I'm reading, urine is rich in nitrogen and phosphorus and has been used for generations to help plants grow.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. You don't know how
Mike
well.
Mike has been, he's been holding out on his plants.
I've been depriving my
You've been causing. You've been causing weeds because they grow up in the rocks where you've been peeing and they're like, this is delicious. I'm going to grow so well.
So strong.
My roots are full of phosphorus and urine.
The weeds, they say this is delicious.
Yeah, all the weeds love it. So this would really be, you know, if we chose that route of eradicating weeds, this would be turning science on its head.
It really would. So that means if you feed on weeds right now, you're feeding them.
Yeah. Oh, you want to, since we're on the topic, you want to know something, Andy? This will apply to you. We have cabins up north near each other.
Oh, gosh.
I will leave the house. I will leave the cabin up north.
To pee outside?
To pee outside in the woods.
I have had.
I'll be in the bathroom, and I'll be like, I got to pee. See you later.
No, you will
not. I swear to you. I mean, I will leave the house.
Does it feel like you're doing a nature thing?
It's wonderful. I'm becoming one with the world.
This is for my ancestors.
There's no way. I mean, the drive, I've done the drive up north. It is the perfect distance to try to make it when you've got to pee.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, a challenge.
Save it up.
I will like drink coffee in the morning and then drive up north, and I don't want to pull over someplace, but I push it to the limit.
Yeah, you love
those
trees.
And I have peed in those woods so hard.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Us men are...
animals.
Are downright animals for sure.
I think I don't want to lose my watering ability here. So yep. I'm going to go the farting in the laundry.
Yeah. I mean,
although you do add a smell, it's a different fabric.
Oh,
refresher.
Yeah.
They're folded, but they do.
There's
do
a
they
musky
hold?
Scent to your clothes. I mean, that just means like, could you imagine just taking your shirt off the hanger, just farting on it and putting it on? That's like, no, I don't want to fart on my clean clothes.
That's true. Does that change it? Do you want to eradicate weeds? Well, then you'd have a reason to go outside every time.
Yeah, no, I am going to take
just
the
just doing some yard work, babe. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, there's a problem.
Give me that bottle of water. There's a few more weeds.
There's definitely a problem with the weeds in the front yard now. You know, that becomes more difficult to, work through.
You can get arrested for that.
Yeah. But I'm still going to take that. I will eradicate weeds and feed the trees.
I would also, in that world, not hire a weed company.
No, that's fair.
Because that
you
would
have
be...
a superpower.
I just meant I wouldn't want the weed company coming to my house.
Yeah.
To get rid of the weeds.
Yeah. I was tracking. I
think he's saying he doesn't want people peeing in his yard.
That's correct. I don't want a bunch of... I didn't want weed... employees taking off their pants in my yard.
I thought this was just our ability.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
it was us.
Everyone's getting this ability.
Well, I said in a world where that was happening.
In a world where everyone farts on their laundry.
I was with you, Amy.
Thank you, Al. Nolan from Patreon.
If
people that you actually enjoy spending time with were to stop by unexpectedly for dinner, would you rather your house look immaculate but smell like dirty feet, or for your house to look incredibly messy and neglected but smell of delicious home-cooked meal?
This one's pretty easy for
me. It's the smelling good.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's the smelling. Look.
I don't care how it looks.
Everyone's, here's, funny enough, my wife and I were just talking about this, because we're trying to, we had a room that eventually became a storage room, and so now, like, this room has been off limits for a very long time. We're trying to fix it.
The garbage room.
Yeah. So now as you pull things out, you realize, oh, well, now the room looks better, but now there's all this stuff that I have no idea where it can go. So there's just
you
crap.
Had a junk room?
Yeah, basically.
Like a junk drawer?
And yes, yeah, much like that. And now we're trying to figure it out, and you're like, it stresses you out. Like, what if people come over and there's just crap everywhere in your house? And then, but then you go to other people's houses, and yes, there are, you know, the people who can keep it tidier than others. But for the most part, people who have young kids, there's just crap everywhere in everybody's house, and it's we need to move away from like looking at houses on Instagram. You're like, this is not what a house looks like. There's toys everywhere. There's papers everywhere. It's just everyone's house is usually messed up.
The only time that I am,
all times.
The only time I'm really asked to clean imminently is when we have guests. It's always preparing for guests. I feel like if you don't have kids, this question changes. I feel like if you have kids in the house at all, it's easy to say, oh, it's just one of those days with the kids.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids and you're two grown adults and it's a real slob fest, it does say something kind of ridiculous about you.
But in this question, if the house is clean, it smells like dirty feet. Would you rather try to explain why your house reeks of dirty feet?
Especially not around dinner. That's the other part. It's like you're having them over for dinner and they have to smell feet. And feet smell bad.
Yes.
If they're bad.
Yeah, bad feet smell bad. I have to say, not all feet smell.
No, but I mean, clearly this was dirty feet, right?
Yeah. This is dirty feet. If you come over to an immaculate house, the counters are wiped shiny clean and everything looks perfect, and there's a smell. I feel like there's like this, you know, it's like, I'm not sure what that is. This mystery smell, you know, your garbage is taken out, your fridge is clean, everything looks great. I feel like you could just be like, oh, I don't know what it is. And smells go away. You know, once you're in it for a couple minutes, you're not going to keep smelling a bad scent.
I don't know, man.
No, I mean, that's just that happens. You go to a farm.
I think there's extremes.
You can puke how smelly it is at first. Then after you've been there a while, you don't smell anymore.
You're saying you go to a manure, when you smell that manure from a farm, you'll just get used to it.
Yes, 100%.
After a long while. I feel like I've been in a farm for multiple hours, and you're just like, this place smells.
Like a cow pooped all over the place.
Well, and like bad
feet.
So
you're saying you'd go with the clean house.
I think I would choose the clean house and the bad smell. I think it's easier to kind of justify it away. Because the place is clean. I'm sorry. I don't know what the smell is.
It's a good question.
You're going to be looking around to try and find the smell.
I want them to be excited to eat. And there's no way that's happening with dirty feet smell. So I'm going to formally go with the good home-cooked smell.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm
get,
going
I
with.
Do think it's closer than I originally thought.
Yeah, I'll take the
so
other
you're
side.
Taking the clean house, Mike. You're going.
Look, if I'm going to sit down and there's like a meal in front of me, but it smells like cheesy Fritos, which is what my son's feet smell like.
Oh no!
And you're like, no, this. I'm not sitting down for a burger, and it smells.
And are you
nasty?
Your clean house, Al.
Yeah.
So that's 2-2. The judge needs to decide this one.
I think I'm the perfect example that you were talking about without kids, Andy, and that's why I'm on the clean house side.
Oh, yeah. You'd be embarrassed if we came in and it was just a,
that'd be weird, right?
A pig sty.
Yeah, you came over and me and Dylan.
I'd wonder if, I'd be like, are they okay?
Yeah.
If it's past a certain point, I don't need it immaculate. It just needs to not look like a hoarder's like
right.
mess.
Yeah, it's incredibly messy and neglected.
You want to know what you can
smell
do, though?
Good.
You want to know what you can do? You can go over to this nice, immaculate home that, like, oh, this kind of smells funky in here, like feet. Are we ready to eat? Oh, yeah, we're going to the back patio, and we're going to have a delicious.
You're just cheating the question.
Oh, I'd cheat every question, Mike. That's life. You got to find answers to problems.
Cheat to win.
All right, Sarah from the website, would you rather have to sleep in the bathtub or on the kitchen table?
Is there water in the bathtub?
No, it's drained.
Okay. Well, then definitely the bathtub.
Because of falling?
No. Because of shape.
I think the bathtub's a problem. You can't extend your legs. I'm not sleeping great if I can't extend my legs, which I also believe you can't do in a bathtub.
Yeah, I'm trying to
You'll have to be curled a bit.
You'll be very curled. Your back will be curled in. I mean, at least on the table.
So the way that my bathtub is shaped, I believe that I would be back up against a sloped, nice shape.
Oh, you're sleeping with a slope?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on a slope, and then my legs will just be like knees bent a little. You know,
you might
be
able to get them straight if you're willing to sleep sitting up.
I wouldn't straighten them. I would have like knees bent.
That would drive me crazy after a while.
I'm trying to think if
the
I
table
would fit
has
on my
a
table.
Falling risk.
Oh yeah, for sure. But do you fit on your table?
Not well, no. My legs could hang off though.
I mean, because you got
my legs hang off a bed.
Yours is the are you talking, your round table.
I do have a round table.
Yeah, that's gonna be a problem.
I don't think you're fitting on that thing.
I could get up there and sleep.
Well, yes, you could get up, but I'm saying like a stretched out. I think that something.
I'm afraid 100% of this is, do I want my legs straight or not? I mean, I would like them straight. That's it. That's my vote.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was thinking just how.
I mean, fetal position's nice for a while.
And flat it would be. But the more I think about it.
I mean, that's how porcelain is, too. It's hard.
But it's not flat. Like, I usually sleep inclined. So I'm used to being like.
That would work for the tub.
What degree?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What degree? Probably.
Not 45.
No, like 15 degrees.
15 degrees?
Yeah.
And is your wife at the same degree?
Yeah, we have the same elevation.
Mm. Who sleeps at the highest degrees here? Anybody sleep higher than 15?
No, I'm at zero.
I'm probably about 8 degrees.
Oh, man.
Well, no, you're not at zero.
At
use a pillow.
Well, yeah, but my head is up.
Oh, I'm a zero too then.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the pillow.
Yeah, I'm not a fancy bougie boy over here with my bed lifting me up.
I mean, what, you're telling me your bed doesn't vibrate?
His bed might as well be, it's probably a bathtub and a kitchen table. It's all built into one.
Doesn't it have like the little quarter machine on it too?
No quarters.
Magic fingers?
All free. All free. Just costs the electricity.
Is that the ones that used to shake the bed?
Yeah, yes.
And it was supposed to be relaxing?
Like at a motel or something. I don't know.
We did weird stuff. That was back in the canned food era of our country.
I don't know. But look, I'm a good old-fashioned flatbed kind of guy.
Once I got used to elevation, when I sleep on flatbeds, it feels like I'm upside down. I mean, I'm not even joking. Like, both my wife and
blood
I,
is rushing
if
to
we're,
your
like,
head.
Traveling and we're in a hotel, we just lay down and it's like, it literally feels like you're upside down. It's wacky.
Weird. All right. Final answer then? Bathtub for Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bathtub.
It is safer. I wish I had a longer table. And this question would be like the Batman table.
Sure. Now that's a slumber party table.
Yeah, everyone could join.
So maybe I should reconsider because I've got a nice like big dining room table, like a Thanksgiving type table.
Oh, yeah.
And the chairs that push in on the sides of it.
Oh, does it create like
there's
a little...
no arms? So I've got I
and
don't even
like
have
a bed
falling
rail.
Wrist.
You got a bed rail.
Yeah, I got a bed rail.
You should sleep on that table, bro.
Yeah, I could get enough pillows up there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm changing the table.
Okay. Now, jacuzzi.
Oh, let's die.
Man of the people.
Well, it's time for another rounds. Another bunch of rounds.
Yeah, as they say.
That's it, yeah.
Well, I was going to say round, but then...
Another game?
We've got more... Yeah, another... What is this?
It's a game.
Another game of?
Yeah.
That's what you would say?
Play a game. You play a game of... Yeah, I play a...
Well, but not...
play a game of Parcheesi.
I said another, because I was saying we've done it before.
Yeah.
Another game of Man of the People.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, sounds
let's
right.
Start that over. All right, it's time for another game.
There we are.
Yeah, I don't like it. Of Man of the People.
It's what people say.
And what do we do? Three? How many rounds do you got for us, Al?
We do 7 rounds.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot. All right, so you are going to give us a phrase.
Let me take over for you.
Yeah, thank you.
We've surveyed 100 people. If you get the number one answer, you get 3 points. Number two answer is worth 2 points. Any other answer on the board is worth 1 point.
Okay.
Andy, why don't you take this back over?
We do 7 rounds. Last round is worth double the points.
And what's the first thing you give us, though? A topic, right? And then you survey people to answer that question. You give us a question.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Yeah. He's already done that, though. He doesn't ask the question and then go ask 100 people. So he'd be here forever.
All right, we'll just go ahead and jump into this.
It's Family Feud, all right?
What?
No. This is Man of the People.
No, go ahead.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, name an occupation in which you might be in a new city every night.
I'm first. I buzzed in first.
Yeah.
Pilot.
That is the number one answer.
Oh, that's a great.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Musician?
That is the number 3 answer.
Oh, crap.
Andy could hop him.
Comedian.
That is not on the board.
Oh, that's a pretty good answer, though.
It is.
Good answer. Good answer.
Whoa. It's mediocre answer.
The number two answer was salesperson. And then truck driver and...
Salesperson?
Yeah.
It's door what about, to door, not
what
city
about comedian?
To city.
When did we talk? Were these people surveyed in like 1952?
I think people still travel
it's
for sales.
Canned food era.
Travel for sales?
They do. They travel for sales.
What?
That's right. Yeah,
they
but
do. They more than a comedian?
No.
All right, what was the rest of the list?
It was pilot, salesperson, musician, truck driver, and flight attendant.
Wow, pilot and
flight
attendant.
We're doubling
I
down.
I could have doubled
huh?
on that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, round two. Name a job you might have if you worked at Disney World.
Oh, hold on.
Wait,
Jason's. We're not reset
yeah,
over here.
Our buttons weren't ready.
Okay.
Name a job you might have if you worked at Disney World.
Character Mickey Mouse.
That is the number one answer.
Yeah, baby.
And to be clear, the answer is character, costume character.
Got it. Yeah.
Keep an eye on those buttons.
Oh, Jason was really fast.
Yeah, concessions sales food person.
Salesperson.
Food vendor is the number five answer.
Oh, got in.
Ride attendant.
That is the number two answer.
No, that's a good one.
Dang.
Ride attendant.
We were really close on that slap, too.
Yeah, I was closer.
All right, the button should be reset. Round three, other than Christmas, name an occasion for which people decorate their houses.
All right, we're going to go Halloween.
That is the number one answer.
I think you each have a number one answer now, if I'm not mistaken. All right, watch your buttons.
I'm going to go Thanksgiving.
Oh, crap.
That is the number three answer.
Yes.
Mike, the number two answer still on the board. You have three.
Oh, I know what it is.
Two.
New Year's?
That is not on the board.
Oh, yeah.
July 4th is my guess for number two.
That is on the board. So, Easter is the number two.
I was between Easter and Thanksgiving, and I was curious whether, like, I don't feel like you decorate for Thanksgiving. You decorate for fall.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to say fall.
Yes,
but,
that's true.
Yeah, we got Halloween, Easter, Thanksgiving, birthday, and 4th of July.
Wow, Halloween really owns that.
Yeah.
Compared to Christmas.
Birthday? Oh, right.
Yeah, it was 43.
Birthday? That was on the list?
Yeah, that's what, like birthday over
I guess
New
so.
Year's
I
Eve.
Guess, I guess people do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Birthday. If you have a birthday party, you decorate.
Yeah, if you have a birthday party, but if you have a New Year's Eve party, you also decorate.
Yeah, I would think.
But
New
you
Year's
have a birthday
is...
party much more often than a New Year's Eve party.
Hmm. Both are technically once a year.
Have you ever been to a New Year's Eve party that was not decorated?
Outside of the house, though, right? Was it outside or was it both?
It just said people decorate their houses.
All right. Okay.
Next question.
No, birthday makes sense then.
I need to talk to management on that one. Because I don't like it.
Comedian.
All right. Round four, I believe. Name another word that means stop. Halt. Ooh, number one answer.
What?
Halt?
Yes.
Halt was the number one answer?
Of course it was.
Freeze.
That is the number five answer.
Oh, number five?
Yeah, man.
Freeze is so much better. That no one yells halt.
Yeah.
Andy, two, three, and four still on the board.
Let me think for a moment.
Three.
Yeah, give them that countdown.
Two. One.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Cease.
I'm sorry, that's not on the board. Quit, no, and pause.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're back at the bottom.
Yeah, if you're going to stop something, you're going to quit something. It's a different
kind of
view of the word.
That's for halt.
Halt right
I mean,
there.
It's an amazing number one answer pick, honestly.
It was number one by a wide margin, too. 43, and the next one was 23.
The only people.
Cops.
Yeah, so the only people that are saying halt are you have to say it to an intruder. That's the only time in my life that I think of the word halt.
Or to like a knight or something.
Yeah, it does feel super medieval. Old. Like
Lancelot, halt.
That's right. All right.
All right. Score update. Through four rounds, we got Andy at five, Mike at five, Jason at eight.
Sounds good.
I don't like it.
All right. Name something in your house that has to be changed from time to time.
Oh, dang it.
Mike got it.
Oh, the batteries?
Oh,
it's on the board. It's the number four answer.
Oh, no. Take no.
Toilet paper.
What? Yeah, go ahead. Take it.
It's not on the board.
Oh, it's not on the board. Fantastic. I'll take the number one answer. Light bulbs.
I thought that would be the number one, too, but that is the number two answer.
What?
Oh.
The number one answer more than light bulbs.
Bed sheets was the number one answer. Then light bulb, then air filters, batteries.
I was not thinking about this one right. I was thinking of it as consumable, but this was all changing things and refreshing them.
Yeah.
Well, batteries.
I still feel like.
I can't believe batteries made the list, but I guess it makes sense.
Smoke detector.
Yeah.
Batteries.
Yeah, I feel like that one was a big fail. All
right.
Well, we had a battery incident earlier, and that got stuck in my head.
When you buzzed in,
you buzzed in so fast.
I was so sad that you buzzed in because I knew that the number one answer was light bulbs.
I buzz in, and then I try to figure it out. You don't have time to figure it out and then buzz in. You just got to hope that it shows up.
That's what happened with all. I was not prepared. I was like, oh, stop. Halt.
All right. Name the important firsts that people record about a baby.
Words. First words.
That is the number one answer.
Yes. And also my
first step.
Oh, gosh.
That is the number two answer.
I don't know another first.
I don't either. First birthday.
One. Yeah. Okay. That would have been my next.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then it's not on the board.
All right.
That's the second time you've said I did a good answer.
This is a great
it's
answer.
It's not on the board.
Teeth.
That is the number three answer.
Yeah.
And then smile and haircut right behind
that. Their first
that.
Smile?
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's usually gas, but people love to record that baby smiling.
I have no idea.
All right, my so baby we are through six rounds. We got Jason at 13, Mike at 8, Andy at 5.
That's where we go. That's where we can steal it.
Reminder
is this the last round?
That this round is worth double.
Who cares?
Other than clothes, name something a kid might outgrow.
Shoes. Or does that count as clothes?
That counts as clothes, but you're still the first to buzz in. I'll let you go again. 3, 2, 1.
TV shows. I don't know, man.
Not on the board.
Okay, the lightest.
I'm going to repeat it.
Okay. Yes, please repeat the question.
Other than clothes, name something a kid might outgrow.
Go ahead, Mike, buzz first.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
A high chair?
That's not on the board.
No. Oh, I win! I'm going to go friends?
It's also not on the board.
What a stupid...
We can't come up with one answer.
All right, so I'll read the board. Toys was the number one answer. Bed was the number two answer. Hairstyle was the number three answer. Bike was the number four answer, and habits was the number five answer.
See, I was
TV shows would have made sense.
Yeah,
I was thinking just like physically outgrow.
That's why I said shoes, Mike.
Yes. Oh, I thought shoes was the number one answer.
Yeah, that was.
No, it's not on the board.
When you took shoes, I was like, I don't know anything else.
Oh man,
that was it. But wow. I won.
All right, Jason, you are this week's man of the people.
Double points, none scored.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. We talked about it at the top. Nothing more popular nowadays than canned goods. And we are drafting the best
non-consumers at an all-time high.
Yeah, that's right. The best canned foods. Four rounds. Mike has the first pick. Begin.
All right. So, well, this is not a draft where you want to have the first overall pick.
Oh, it is to me.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like you could, there's probably a better, like, answer than what I'm trying to figure out. But the first thing that comes to my head when I'm thinking about canned goods that are, like, they're usually all good. I'm going to go with soup.
Yeah, that was.
I will take a can of soup.
That was on my short list for sure.
Yeah, I had specifically Progresso soup.
Jason always does specifics. If you notice in these drafts,
yeah, what is this?
He always
Progresso over chunky.
He always narrows.
Yeah, look,
really deep because he wants to take four different soups.
What Progresso soup are we talking about here?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like the potato soups. You know what I mean? Like the creamy.
Have you gotten down with like some chunky baked potato soup?
You know I have, Mike.
You're still thinking about Progresso?
Progresso has that.
I know, but the chunky. It's got to be way better.
Oh, I'm talking about the brand. Oh.
The brand Look, chunky.
I just wrote a brand down. I'll eat them all, Mike. I'll eat them all.
So soup makes sense. Yeah.
My 101 is clearly SpaghettiOs and meatballs. SpaghettiOs with meatballs has to have the meatballs. I feel like SpaghettiOs, meh. SpaghettiOs with meatballs, oh, yeah. And someday I hope they do what Captain Crunch did and go, oops, all meatballs. Because I would buy that and I would eat the heck out of that can of little meatballs. Oops, all meatballs. Dude, listen, if you're out there, who is it? This isn't Chef Boyardee,
that's
right?
That's Franco-American.
Franco-American. I've got a great business idea for you. Oops, all meatballs. I will personally
keep...
If there's
ever a moment that you look back on as when things went wrong.
Why did I get so fat?
Remember you...
Hold on. This has to be a thing,
Oops,
right?
Oops, all meatballs is probably not a thing.
No, not yet.
Also, SpaghettiOs is Campbell's.
Oh, I love you, Campbell's.
What?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so soup
no.
and SpaghettiOs and meatballs
really?
Were the top two picks. I am surprised. I have two picks here. Number one, I'm going to go with the most commonly eaten canned food that I have had in my life, which is albacore tuna. It's tuna.
Yeah.
I do not fear the can. I don't. It's not inferior to anything. Like a lot of canned goods, it's like, I'd rather have a peach, but now I'm going to have some canned peaches.
You're wrong.
I know you could get like
the jarred. I don't know if you've seen
jarred.
This. Jarred?
Tuna?
It ruined canned tuna for me because I love tuna.
Well, don't tell me this.
Hold on. It comes in a jar now?
It comes in a jar.
Albacore?
And it is soaked in olive oil. So it's a... No. Just try it.
No.
I'm telling you.
I can't do the oil. I have to
I'm always
the water.
Yeah, I'm usually the water guy too. I mean, the canned in water, that's what you want.
So you're saying but I need to try this.
This jarred tuna is so incredibly different. You're like, I can't eat this dry, nasty tuna ever again.
Is it different enough where it's like another food type?
Almost, but it's just better.
My second pick is going to be one that I think I could get later. However, I'm just going to take it because it's a canned food draft. So I'm going to take canned pumpkin.
Okay.
Because it is the core component to pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And you have to get it to go make pumpkin
pie. Can you not make pumpkin pie with it? You can't make pumpkin pie for pumpkins?
I mean, I think if you got a pumpkin, you... I don't know. I don't know if you can. I guess you could.
I thought you only make pumpkin pie from Costco.
So you need the canned pumpkins unless...
Is there anything else you do with a canned pumpkin?
Pumpkin pie flavored things. That's it.
You might make like a pumpkin bread, maybe?
Yeah, pumpkin bread. Yeah, it goes in pumpkin
bread.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Take pumpkin pie and put it into a bread.
That's basically what it is. It's pumpkin pie bread.
Those are the two that I think like... Literally, if you took them away, I'd be like, the world's less good.
Okay. Tuna was certainly one that I would have considered taking up top.
No one would have taken spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, man. Fools. SpaghettiOs and meatballs are the best. I'm going to go with the next most commonly eaten. Well, there's two things that I've eaten a lot of out of a can. Not out of the can, but from a can. And it's just chili.
Yeah,
nice.
That's the one I couldn't decide whether to say instead of pumpkin. It's a great pick.
I love
canned
chili.
I love chili,
and there's really no other way to get it, right? I mean, you can homemade chili.
Yeah, you either homemade it or you...
You don't buy chili in a store any other way.
Pre-made? I mean, maybe a tin.
I've just never seen it.
Have you had jarred chili?
Jarred chili in olive oil.
In olive oil. It's great. All right, so you're going with chili. It's a good pick.
That is an interesting question. There's no, like... Chili is always in a can.
Yeah, you don't get a bag of chili. You don't get a box of chili. You just get canned chili.
Yeah, but that's
chili.
Like everything, right? That's like saying soup. That's the only place you can get soup.
No, you can get a bag of soup.
What do you mean a bag of soup?
You can get... We buy plastic containers of soup all the time.
Yeah, you could do that with chili too.
But they
I've
don't.
Never seen it.
I've
never
I've seen chili that you can get straight from one of those. You put the ladle in and you get the chili out at the hot and ready station.
Fresh, ready chili.
Yeah.
All right, so I am up for two picks. All right, the first one that I am going to take, I don't know if other people grew up with this,
but I'm going to take pineapple.
I did have the pineapple chunks down.
Oh, see, I'm pineapple rings.
The rings are great.
Yeah, give me the, because we have, I think we've brought up the pineapple device that now you can cut a pineapple and you put this corkscrew looking thing in and it actually makes cutting a pineapple accessible, because before that it was just it's impossible. If you want to eat pineapple, you let someone else do the work, and they put it inside of a can, and it still tastes super delicious. I mean, it's covered in just high fructose corn syrup, of course.
Yeah, that sounds good.
but before that, like, how did anyone eat pineapple before that little device came out, other than in a can? And it's pineapple is super delicious. And so my other pick then, oh man, hold on, I just need to confirm something real quick.
Does this come in a can?
Yeah, no. I wanted to make sure I was
filet mignon.
No, I thought Jason was gonna go with this on the first pick, but this SpaghettiOs and meatballs makes sense. I will take beef stew.
Oh, that's my next pick.
Yeah, I know. No, it is.
Dinty Moore beef stew.
So that does. I thought soup counts.
Oh,
soup
is
and
very
stew
different.
Are very different, my
super
friend.
Super different.
You buy them in the same section.
Yeah,
oh,
but
you can buy the SpaghettiOs there too.
It's not called beef soup.
Right.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, that's so gross.
Beef soup.
Who wants beef soup? I want beef stew. No, they are very, very different. Because beef stew, like if you get Dinty Moore beef stew, that's in like a gravy. You know what I mean? It's
I was say, they now do
you may you prepare both the exact same way.
You prepare most everything from a can the same way. Pour it into something and microwave it.
And like chili is basically like what is chili a stew or a soup? No, it's a chili.
It's a chili. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, Jason, you're back on the
clock. Yeah, beef stew.
dang, man, that beef stew was
beef stew.
All I had on my mind.
Oh, no.
No. I've got a plenty big list. I just was not prepared to make a different pick. I'm going to go with the other thing that I said. That I have two things that in my life I've probably eaten the most from a can. It's chili, and the other is sweet corn. That's the vegetable I have. Like, if you get green beans out of a can and you compare that to fresh green beans,
they're both terrible.
I feel the same way with corn.
Oh, you don't do canned corn?
I do not do canned corn.
Oh, you can't.
Because it doesn't taste anything like corn on the cob.
Oh, well, no. I'm not talking about compared to the cob, but if you're going kerneled corn.
What other way would you be getting kerneled corn if not in a can?
Freeze bag?
Yeah.
Frozen corn?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised it doesn't taste any better or worse than frozen corn.
Also, thank you, Mike, for that answer. I was like, oh, shoot. We usually cut it off the cob at home.
When I was growing up, I would never eat corn from a can, only corn on the cob.
Oh, because
I felt like it was such a difference.
If you get sweet, crispy corn from a can, put a little butter on that microwave, you're going to have a good time.
Pass. All right. I'm going to go baked beans for my third pick here.
Yeah.
And then.
Baked beans are really
good.
They're
so good.
Yeah. There's
just pure sugar.
Yeah. There's not enough applications out there for. I feel like baked beans is. Like, there has to be some barbecue something. We need to.
Can't just have that as a meal.
Or just a regular side. We need to get baked beans some more action, some more FaceTime here for baked beans.
And I guess I'm going to go with the canned chicken breast.
That's a good pick.
To make a chicken salad sandwich instead of a tuna salad sandwich.
That's a good pick. People are doing amazing things with canned chicken these days on Instagram.
Yeah, they are. And I had a couple other picks, but they were like, now you got me thinking, do they serve this in any other container anywhere else? Could I get it in a bag? So I will go with chicken, canned chicken.
Mm, I have so many left here. So many I want. This is my final pick.
You can eat them all after the show.
And I will, Andy. So I've got SpaghettiOs, meatballs, chili, sweet corn. Oh, brother. All right. I'm going to take beans as well, but I'm going refried. Refried beans.
Okay.
We have taco nights all the time at our house. Taco Tuesday every
Wednesday.
Day of the week.
Thursday. We have taco Tatterday at my house a lot.
There you go. And most of the time we don't have refried beans. And I'm the only one in my house that eats them. And it's such a treat when it's like my wife comes home and she's like, look, I got refried beans. It's just for me. No one else is going to eat them. Thank goodness, because I'm going to take them all down.
One last pick, Mike. Jason's team, SpaghettiOs and meatballs, chili, sweet corn, and refried beans.
Excellent.
I have tuna, pumpkin, baked beans, and chicken breast. And Mike?
I knew I could save it for my last
soup,
pick.
Pineapple beef stew.
I knew I could save it. And that's because whoever came up with this, look, this incredible, delicious treat here, they did an awful job at naming it. They've done a terrible job at marketing it.
It is delicious.
Because when you say it out loud, people go, what? Uh-huh. Spam.
Uh-huh. I knew you were going to say it.
Spam. It took me forever of my adult life till I was like, I'm not. It's called Spam. That sounds so disgusting. It comes out of a can.
It's a blob of meat.
It's a blob of meat. Weird Al's got a song about it.
A canned meat product made mainly from ham.
Yeah, mainly. Mainly. And the other part is salt. And it is the saltiest. It is so.
I'm afraid. I've never had it, and I'm afraid to try.
Exactly. Because the people in charge. Big
That's
Spam.
That's the product that if you were Chef Boyardee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if it was
Dr. Spam.
Yeah. If it was Mr. Spam, I don't know.
Who invented Spam?
So here's what's. I think it was invented by the government, like to last a long time for like wartime.
Hold on. It was the invention of Jay Hormel.
Hormel Chili?
Yes.
Mr. Hormel.
Son of George Hormel, who founded the Hormel Company.
Jason has great respect.
Of course I do.
For Mr. Hormel.
I have his painting in my house.
It's like splatter paint with chili.
But here's the thing. Out there, everyone, don't be intimidated. Spam is really, really good. It's really, but
what am I eating?
It's mostly pork.
That's the number one thing I don't understand.
It's like, what's in a hot dog? Mostly something.
It feels like it came from a hot dog tree.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying. Like fry up some Spam with some eggs.
Well,
you
fry it up? You don't heat it from the can?
No, you got to heat it up.
It was intended to... Yeah, no, you heat that. Oh, gross.
Spam.
Intended to increase the sale of pork shoulder. Okay.
What's in there.
I will say this.
I don't know exactly how to say it, but I think it's Spam musubi. It is it's a Japanese thing. So they take a piece of Spam, they fry it up, put it on a thing of rice, and then wrap some seaweed around it.
They
Delicious.
Sold that in
Hawaii.
Trip. Yeah, in Hawaii. That's like a delicacy there.
Yeah, Hawaiians know what they're doing with Spam. They're all about that life.
I have ordered Spam and eggs before, you know, and had them. And the truth is, it's delicious. But every single bite, I can't get past the fact that it's canned, nasty Spam meat.
You eat tuna out of a can.
It's,
but that's
is it
like
the bologna?
A real thing. That's like...
So is Spam.
What's bologna?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that like the same type of thing? Who made bologna?
They took an animal, they threw it in a grinder, they said bologna.
Okay, the main ingredient in bologna...
Hooves and all.
Is mostly ham.
No, the main ingredient in bologna is ground meat. That's the answer.
It's the leftovers.
Which
it's
could
crazy
be
because I've eaten bologna.
Which could be any combination of pork, beef, chicken, or turkey.
You don't know what it is? It's a mystery?
Yeah.
Every time?
It's literally just leftover meat ground up. Give me Spam.
At first glance, both Spam and bologna appear to be mashed up mystery meats that are unsettling and an unnatural pink color.
Yeah.
I've thought of them very similarly.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fair thing to say.
Oh, man.
But I'm telling you, Spam is where it's
Spam
at.
Spam has significantly fewer ingredients than bologna.
Wow.
It has to be good.
It's a health food.
Six ingredients.
It's organic.
Cooked pork, which is both shoulder and ham. Salt.
Wait.
Water.
Yeah, salt.
Potato starch, sugar, and sodium nitrate.
I got to try it again.
That's not even that bad.
No. It sounds pretty good.
We got to try this, yeah. Al.
Let's get some Spam in this office.
Get on it, fellas.
I'll get it ordered.
I'm ordering canned tuna right now.
I thought you were a jar of tuna guy.
That's what I mean, jarred tuna. That is what I'm ordering right now.
What did we learn today?
I learned that plants crave pee.
Yeah.
They want it.
I learned that Chef Boyardee was real and wealthy.
Yeah, you just learned that he was wealthy?
If he's, I didn't know he was real before.
What did I learn today? I learned that there is no answer to what children outgrow outside of clothes.
We failed on that.
And shoes.
All right, thanks for joining us on this episode of the Spitballers Podcast. We'll be back with another one next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.